Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
On the state, plus reaction, analysis, and more.
You see my hand up?
Now, here's your hosts, Chuck Freeman and Dan Pfeiffer.
Great to have you along here on week four of the high school football season. I'm Chuck Freeman. That's Dan Pfeiffer here on Football Friday Night. Our first stop of the 10 o'clock hour is Little Chute and Freedom, the Battle of the County Road N sign. Dan Shetler, he didn't take the N sign home with him. It went to Little Chute tonight, 17-7. Dan Shetler from the Times Villager and Wrightstown Area Spirit. Dan, give us the lowdown on Little Chute taking home the sign tonight.
Little Chute took a 10-0 lead. Both teams had fumbles on their first possession. Little Chute took advantage of Freedom's to get a one-yard touchdown score from Jaden Hermson. Jaden Hermson had some key runs in this game that kind of helped keep some drives going. Then on Freedom's next drive, they were punting. They muffed a snap, and Little Chute was able to get a safety out of it, get a 10-0 lead. Tyler Hippis scored later in the half to give them the 17-0 lead in the game. Freedom didn't get on the board until late in the third quarter on a touchdown run. Some history for Freedom. Nolan Phillips set the extra point record for the Irish tonight to help make it 17-7. Noah Fascio had a big sack at the end of the game for this one. So Little Chute gets their County Road End sign for the first time since 2022 and the first time at Freedom that they've gotten in the sign since 2012.
I love it, man. They play for a street sign. A county road sign.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, as long as they put it back so that people can find their way around.
Hey, I don't think so.
That's a great win.
You're
for
on your own
Chute.
There.
Yeah, well, I was riding around up north last night in the dark. I was working a volleyball match in Kohler. It's not easy to find stuff up there. Good win for Little Chute. They have now won three in a row. Their only loss came in the opener against Winneconne, a good Winneconne team. But, yeah, they're looking like they're going to be a competitor in the Northeastern Conference this year.
If you got lost in Kohler, why didn't you call the king of Kohler over here?
Well, I didn't get lost in Kohler. It was more like making your way back. You're up there by like Mishicot and Cedar Grove and all of those places. You
go to Fox Hills and do a little golfing over there.
Oh, not at 9:30 at night, though.
Well, yeah, a lot of mosquitoes out there at that time. Cooley Conference, CooleySports.com. My guy, our guy, Todd Sommerfeld, saw Holman rout Sparta tonight, 49-0. There weren't a lot of major games up there, but this was the best of the best, and Todd Sommerfeld took it in. Todd?
Yeah, well, thought was going to be a game tonight after Sparta took a still unbeaten Logan team into the fourth quarter with a lead. So, but Holman getting this 45-0. They had 28 points third quarter after a couple of touchdowns and a field goal in the first half. One thing that was big for Holman tonight was getting its running game going again against Onalaska last week. They weren't able to move the ball the way they wanted to. 329 rushing yards tonight. Jack Barth, 8-for-115 and three touchdowns. Eli Kane, 8-for-94 and three touchdowns. On top of that, Holman held Sparta to 108 total yards. So it was really an all-round performance for the Vikings tonight, who are still unbeaten and will now host Reedsburg next week. And Reedsburg with a big, pretty one-sided win over Onalaska tonight. So two of the heavyweights of the conference will be playing over in Holman next week.
Great stuff, Todd. Todd Sommerfeld, CooleySports.com. Check it out. He is the man of the Cooley Conference. All right, Todd Sommerfeld joining us here on a Football Friday Night. Dan?
And as mentioned, Reedsburg did get that victory tonight over Onalaska, 47-14. So Reedsburg bounces back from a loss last week. Holman does get that victory tonight, and that's going to be a big game.
80th all-time matchup between these Bay Conference rivals, Shawano and New London. Shawano wins it 15-12. Our guy Brad Williams, the franchise Sports Radio 965 in Shawano, on the call of this one tonight. Shawano gets the W.
Yeah,
Yeah, Shawano gets the W, guys, the first time this year. Two teams that are looking for their first win, and they played like they both wanted it. Very strange first half, though. Shawano had the ball for 21 and a half minutes in the first half, and New London only ran seven plays in the first half. They did score two touchdowns out of those seven plays and had a two-score lead at the break, but then Shawano was able to score in the second half. And the tipping point, two long field goals for Shawano, one that ended up getting him within two, and then ended up giving him the 15-12 win that they were able to hold on to, stopping New London on their final plays of the drive, including near the goal line, where New London tried to run a play and just simply ran out of time. But Shawano celebrated like it was a big deal. It was for them. They get their first win and now get a chance to take on a powerhouse Winneconne team at home. And when they return home next week.
It's my favorite lake in Wisconsin, Shawano Lake. I love it. Love the northern fishing there. Thank you very much. Brad Williams from the franchise.
In that Bay Conference, Fox Valley Lutheran does get a victory tonight over Wapaka 45-9. They're the team that everyone is chasing, including Shawano, after getting their first win of the season.
My favorite guy in the North Shore Conference is our North Shore insider, Todd Boltman. Both West Bend East and Hartford looking to turn their seasons around and get a win tonight. It was Hartford that got on the winning track, 45-8 over West Bend East. Todd, give us the lowdown, not all the scoring, but give us the gist of what happened tonight.
Yeah, this one was actually 45-0. Just what Hartford needed to get back on track. They still feel that they can contend and be make some noise in the conference. So, yeah, they got out to a quick lead 4 minutes into the game. They were up 38-0 at halftime and then cruised to a 45-0 win. They held West Bend East to 96 yards total offense. So looks like the Orioles are back on track. West Bend West is next.
Very good. Good to see Hartford get a win. Get that offense cranked up tonight as they threw the shutout 45-0 over West Bend East. All right, our next stop. Let's go up to the Fox Valley Association. Football Friday Night affiliate, WSCO Radio in Appleton, Kimberly Ann Fond du Lac and Tony Giordana on the call for WSCO Radio tonight. And Sam Plucker, the Fondy coach, coming back home. And it was a rude return as Kimberly, his alma mater, beat him 49-21.
Yeah, Chuck, that's right. This game in the first quarter had classic written all over it. But it was only the first quarter, unfortunately. So these teams, there was a touchdown on each of the first five drives of the game. It was 21-14 Kimberly, and that's kind of where the wheels fell off for Fond du Lac from there. They had a fumble on offense that Kimberly turned into a touchdown, so now it's 28-14. And then that's where Fond du Lac's quarterback, DeAndre Williamson, went down with injury. He had the big Tyler Hinn of Kimberly fall on him. That's 6'3", 273 now, okay? So he's fallen on him in a sack in the backfield, and that's where Fond du Lac loses Williamson. Kimberly only continued the route from there. They had 379 total yards on offense. Maddox Hermes had three touchdowns. So it was just all Kimberly. Nothing really went right for Fond du Lac after that first quarter, especially being down their quarterback. We'll see how that develops from week to week. But Kimberly, as you mentioned, Dan Pfeiffer said this earlier in the show, some of these powerhouses are starting to figure out their teams. That's certainly Kimberly now that we're through week four.
Very good, Tony. Kimberly 49-21 over Fond du Lac. Crossover game, Wisconsin Valley and Big Rivers. Gene Delisio, WDLB Radio. Marshfield 27-18 over Eau Claire Memorial. Gene, give me about 45 seconds on this game.
Well, Chuck, I'll tell you what, it was a deciding ball game, even though Marshfield did lead much of the way. 20-6 in favor of Marshfield after one quarter, following a long touchdown return on a kickoff by Hayden Charleston of Marshfield. The Tigers did not score again until late in the ball game. Meanwhile, Eau Claire Memorial came back in a 20-18 in the fourth quarter, could get no closer. Marshfield holds on to win 27-18. Some big offensive numbers for Marshfield. Hayden Carlson ran for 202 yards in that ballgame, and not to be outdone for Memorial. Mason Lauscher carried for 140, and Cole Holzinger for 136, but Marshfield gets its first win of the year, holding off Eau Claire Memorial 27-18.
Very good. Gene Delisio, a pro's pro right there. The veteran, WDLB Radio in Marshfield. Marshfield wins over Eau Claire Memorial, the Old Abes, 27-18.
We've talked about what Stevens Point is doing in the Wisconsin Valley. Look out for DC Everest, too. They get a 17-0 win over Wausau West tonight, 2-2 on the season, but both of those wins are conference wins early on.
Very good. All right, We got a long way to go. We're here until 11 o'clock, along with our producer, Spencer Williams. I'm Chuck Freeman, and that's Dan Pfeiffer. This is Football Friday Night.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, McKenna Martin from Darlington High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
McKenna plays on the golf team and enjoys the constant challenge of the sport. She's involved in 4-H, FFA, among other organizations. And when she's not busy with that, she's helping on the family farm.
Farming has taught me a lot of things. That hard work is one of the best things you can do.
There's times when her friends are kicking back and relaxing, going to movies, but McKenna said she's not feeling sorry for herself.
I do my best to get stuff done before I even go out. Like, I do all the chores, but it really doesn't bother me.
She plans to study physical or occupational therapy in college, picking that career path based on experience.
I was a kid that was in physical therapy a lot for my leg issues. I want to help people get back to their normal living, and how to help them accomplish that quickly is to help them get back to their normal life.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At Bex, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. Bex honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision, in every season.
Milwaukee's home for Wisconsin football.
Which is a good thing for the Magic.
97-3 the game.
Oh my goodness, a powerful run to the house. And under duress, and it's a safety.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin travels to Tuscaloosa to take on Alabama.
Badger Game Day is live at 7 a.m. Kickoff at 11 on Milwaukee's most listened to sports station. And the home of your Wisconsin Badgers. 97-3 the game.
Treat yourself at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, located at 1100 Elm Street. Utter Brothers Creamery is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving up a full menu of delicious food and ice cream. Enjoy your favorite flavors and take home the tasty meats and treats. Utter Brothers, your go-to spot for great food and sweet delights. Visit Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery today in Boscobel.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wallace Cooper and Elliott are proud to support Richland Center Hornets football. Just like the Hornets, they know that teamwork, preparation, and protection make all the difference. So whether it's home, auto, life, or business insurance, the team is here to help you protect what matters most. From Friday night lights to everyday life, they're in your corner. Let's go, Hornets! From your friends at Wallace Cooper and Elliott.
First down!
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. In Wisconsin, grilling season never ends. That's why Walsh's Ace has everything you need to keep the flavor going year-round. From top quality grills and charcoal to savory meat rubs and all accessories, we got you covered. Whether you're tailgating, cooking out with friends, or just making dinner at home, Walsh's Ace is your grilling headquarters. Stop in today at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Walsh's Ace, where the helpful hardware folks make every grilling season great, and we appreciate your business.
Welcome back to Football Friday Night. This is Chuck Freeman along with Dan Pfeiffer. All right, Wanakee has outscored Sun Prairie West 58-0 in the past three meetings in the Bachelard Conference. Would they shut them out again? Well, Sun Prairie West did get on the board, but Wanakee won the game 48-13. Marcus Carstens, 103-5. The Sun in Sun Prairie. Watch this one as Wanakee kept on winning tonight, Marcus.
Yeah, Wanakee showed their dominance. Actually, it was 158-0 all-time in the 3 years scoring. Now it's 206-13. So the Wolves finally were able to score 13 points. They scored all of those points in the second half. It was all Wanake in the first half, 34 points Wanake scored. There was a big field goal. So Josh Swanson's field goal got blocked for Semperi West in the first quarter, and Wanake returned that for a touchdown, and that got them up 14-0. So that was a big play in the game, big momentum shift, and or 13-0, excuse me. It got gave Wanake, and Wanake was able to get, again, another victory. So they moved to 4-0, and now Sun Prairie West is 0-4 in the season.
Very good, Marcus. Great stuff. The Sun in Sun Prairie. Wanake, man, they are a power. We've talked about them many times.
Yeah, they came into this week ranked number 4 in Division I, the number 3 team, Lake Geneva Badger. They get a victory 49-27 over Beloit Memorial tonight. The number 2 team, Franklin, shuts out Park 56-0. Arrowhead gets a 47-7 victory as the number 1 team in Division I tonight. Powerhouses doing powerhouse things.
All right, Eric Fisher from WRLU Radio saw Luxembourg, Casco, and Wrightstown. That's two undefeated heavyweights in the Northeast Conference going in. And Luxembourg, Casco, the Spartans win 21-3 over Wrightstown. Eric?
Yeah, Chuck, thanks for having me on again. Two really big things happening tonight. Once Luxembourg, Casco announcing their presence in this Northeastern Conference, they went to halftime with just a 7-0 lead, but really Cam Dorner with a sequence just dominating all three facets of the game in the third and fourth quarter. After Luxembourg, or excuse me, after Wrightstown went cut the lead to 7-3, Cam Dorner scores a 29-yard touchdown run on the offensive end. Next possession on the defensive end, he hunts down quarterback Daniel Bunton for an intentional grounding, which was a 22-yard loss. Luxembourg Casco got a stop on third down as well to set up fourth and 32. And then Cam Dorner with a punt return set up the dagger touchdown for the Spartans to go up to 4-0.
Very good. Eric Fisher, WRLU Radio, Sturgeon Bay. Luxembourg Casco pours it out 21-3 over Wrightstown.
The Spartans are the only unbeaten team remaining in the Northeastern Conference at 4-0 overall and 2-0 in conference play. Little shoot 3-1 on the season, 2-0 in conference play. They are due to play each other in week 8.
Rhinelander and Wausau East, two teams that were 1-2 coming into the night. Let's go to Tom Field in Wausau, where Rhinelander rallies for a 28-14 win. And Jeremy Mayo from 101.3, the game on hand for this one, Jeremy.
All right, thank you, Chuck. Yeah, you wouldn't have guessed that final the way tonight started. Rhinelander's first four plays, they had two turnovers, and Wausau East cashed in quick with a couple of Xander Klein touchdown passes. It was 14-0 in the first. East had a chance to make it 17-0, but missed a 30-yard field goal early in the second. And from there, it was all Rhinelander. Got a touchdown run by Sam Zward before the half to make it 14-7 at the break. And then two touchdowns early in the third quarter, a 51-yard reception by Ben Olson, a 1-yard run by Sam Zward, put the Hodags in front. They get a clincher from Cyrus Leisure with 8:08 to go, win this one 28-14. Abe Gretzinger had thrown for over 200 yards in each of the last two games. Wausau East said, you're not going to do that tonight. He was only 5 of 16 for 79 yards. But Rhinelander rushes for 295 yards. Leisure had 116 yards at a score. Ben Olson, 108 yards. Sam Zward would have gone over 100. He was there, then a 10-yard loss on his final carry. He finished with 12 carries for 92 yards. East drops to 1-3. Rhinelander now 2-2 and getting set to face on a surprisingly tough Tomahawk team, one of the top six teams in D5, and they rolled over Antigo tonight. That'll be a tough hatchet team coming to Mike Webster Stadium next Friday night.
Jeremy Mayo, 101-3 the game. Rhinelander, 28-14 over Wausau East. All right, let's get to Wade Bates from the DailyDodge.com and Football Friday Night affiliate ESPN Radio in Beaver Dam. He saw Beaver Dam and Sauk Prairie in the East Central Conference. Wade, how did this one come out?
Well, Sauk Prairie's 3-1 on the season, 45-14. They thumped the Beavers. They outgained them 481 to 220, including 348 on the ground. Caden Hermsdorf, the quarterback, ran for 162 and a couple of scores. Riley Jadak had three scores of his own. Wyatt Gibbs picked up a botched snap on a fumble and went 82 yards for a touchdown. Only highlight for Beaver Dam, Brock Hiley returned another kickoff, a 3rd and 3 games, 95 yards for a touchdown. That ties the program record for the single season. A chap named Dewey Clapper back in 1985 did it for the Golden Beavers. But 45-14, Sauk Prairie dominates tonight.
Oh, Dewey's record was broken tonight. Thanks, Wade. Wade Bates from ESPN Radio and BeaverDamDailyDodge.com.
Badgers small East Central crossover games being hosted tonight by the Badgers small teams, and it seems like the Badgers small teams are dominating. Mount Horeb Barneveld gets a victory over Watertown. Sauk Prairie, as mentioned, with Wade Bates over Beaver Dam. Stoughton over Keewaskum tonight, 49-33. That Badgers small, some good teams in that conference.
Potosi Cassville, number one ranked in Division 7. Look like they got a test from River Ridge, at least by the score. Potosi Cassville wins 29-22. Tyler, was this as close as the score would indicate? Tyler Dictanis from Queen Bee Radio.
Yeah, it was your classic River Ridge-Potosi-Cassville rivalry matchup. It was not a lot of scoring in the first half. Hunter White had a rushing touchdown for Potosi-Cassville to put Potosi-Cassville on the board 7-0. In the second quarter, Brandon Davis for River Ridge, they would get a three-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion was good. River Ridge led at the half 8-7. And then Potosi Cassville fumbled the first snap of the second half. River Ridge took possession, and then they would score six plays later on a Reese Drew touchdown run. Two-point conversion was good. River Ridge led 16-7, and then Potosi Cassville got things going offensively. River Star had a two-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion was good to make it 16-15. River Ridge fumbled the first snap of their next possession, which set up Potosi Cassville at the River Ridge 40. Hunter White scores again from 14 yards out. Two-point conversion was good, 23-16. And then we go to the fourth. River Star with a put-away touchdown to make it 29-16. River Ridge tried to claw back into it with a 28-yard touchdown pass from Brandon Davis to Reese Drew. Two-point conversion no good, 29-22. Potosi Cassville would then take possession with 3:08 left. River Ridge burned all three of their timeouts, but the clock runs out on River Ridge. Potosi Cassville goes to 4-0 and 13-1 on the rivalry over River Ridge since Potosi Cassville became a co-op.
Tyler Dictanis, Potosi will stay number one in Division 7 after their win.
I don't know if you can call that a moral victory or not for River Ridge, but they're going up against the number one team in Division 7 in Potosi Cassville, and they keep it within 7 points. River Ridge has lost its last three games, but they have lost them all by a single score. Look out for this River Ridge team if they can turn things around. It seems like they're more talented than their 1-3 record right
Verona
now.
Verona trying to stay unbeaten in the Big 8 Conference. They do, 24-7 over Madison Memorial. Sean Davis, State Journal, joining us in Verona. Stays unbeaten, Sean.
Really good job from the Wildcats in the second half. It was a 14-0 game at the break. Really hard defensive battle. Memorial comes out, opens things with a 6-minute drive to cut the lead in half. Verona answers, running out the rest of the third, and the opening 2 minutes of the fourth end up kicking a 26-yard field goal. And then, after a turnover on downs, Jax Wepking rips off a 26-yard run to put the game away. Just a really great effort from the Wildcats defense. Tough loss offensively for them as Asher Grady picked up an injury. Not sure on the status of him the rest of the year, but tough losing a guy who rushed for over 200 yards last week.
Great to have you on, Sean. Sean Davis, State Journal. Verona in the Big 8 gets the win.
Another Big 8 score tonight, too. Middleton all over Janesville. Craig, 31-0. Middleton, Verona winning games in the Big 8. What else is new?
All right, what else is new is Manitowoc Lutheran and Cedar Grove, Belgium in a Big East Conference clash that Manitowoc Lutheran won 47-14. And Mitch Marich from the Ozaki Press, who still prints the newspaper, which I love, and Manitowoc Lutheran gets the win tonight.
Hey, guys, this was the flogging in the fog, if you will, with Manitowoc Lutheran dominating this one. After a scoreless first quarter, they outscored Cedar Grove Belgium 20-0 in the second. They had an interception, and they had quarterback Jamin Ott runs a triple option. He had a 40-yard pass to Wesley Hecker to set up one touchdown, and he had a 54-yard pass to Isaiah Muchka for a touchdown. That helped get them really on track. Cedar Grove Belgium only ran 18 offensive plays in the first half. They had 17 yards, one first down, and the interception. And well, they had more than 17 yards. They had a bomb at the end of the first half, but Owen Gulke almost scored on. He got caught from behind on the last play and ended up just past midfield. Big East Conference Player of the Year last year, Ira Hilblink, did have 24 carries for 135 yards and a couple scores, but there was no coming back for Cedar Grove. The fog rolled in late in the second quarter,
and you could not see past the logo, the Rocket logo on the field. You couldn't see the fans on the other side unless they had their cell phones on. And on the first play of scrimmage from in the second half, Cedar Grove, Belgium, threw a pick six to Manitowoc Lutheran. It could have been anybody running it back. I couldn't tell. The PA announcer had to come on the field just to be able to see what was going on with a microphone. And they held Cedar Grove, Belgium. Usually a pretty good passing offense. Carter Smith had him for 4 for 13 for 80-some yards and 2 interceptions. So Cedar Grove, Belgium now enters kind of new territory. They're 1-3 overall. They're 1-1 in the Big East. I don't remember a home loss like this in the last decade for them, at least in the regular season. Manitowoc Lutheran, I think tonight, most people say they won the conference. I don't think anybody else in the Big East, you know, barring a meteor strike or a piano-moving accident, really touches them at this point. So Cedar Grove, Belgium has a little soul-searching to do to figure this out and turn back around. The Manitowoc Lutheran's rolling.
Crazy game in the fog tonight. Thank you, Mitch, from the Ozaki Press, Mitch Marich.
Well, and if you're moving your piano around in the fog, look out, because it could fall off the edge of the truck or something. The shades of the Fog Bowl at Soldier Field with the Eagles and the Bears back in the late 80s.
1988, I want to say.
And Randall Cunningham, yeah.
Steve Prestigard, Queen Bee Radio, saw the... No, he didn't see the first meeting in 1902 between Platteville and Lancaster, but he was at tonight's game. He might have. He's been doing the radio business for a long time, but he's called a lot of points tonight. Platteville 40-38 over Lancaster. Don't give me all the scoring. Give me about 45 seconds worth here, Steve.
Well, let's see. It was 24-20 at the half. Lancaster had one or two touchdown leads the entire second half, but Platteville didn't let him get any farther than that. They got a stop on fourth down at the 24-yard line with 1:40 left. And, you know, the two-minute drill, they needed 40 seconds. It was a touchdown pass from Brody Digman to Jerron Blevins, 57 yards, I believe it was. And with 1:03 remaining, Platteville got the lead and got a fumble recovery at the very end for the game. Nolan Hankey and Troy Raggetts for Lancaster had more than 150 yards each. But Platteville got two touchdowns from Jerron Blevins, two touchdowns from Myron Ryder. They got a touchdown run and a kickoff return for a touchdown by Tyler Sass. Huge, huge win in a very old rivalry for Platteville over Lancaster.
Steve Prestigard, great stuff from Queen Bee Radio. I feel like he always has these high-scoring games. 40-38, Platteville over Lancaster tonight.
Good win for Platteville as they try and keep place with New Glarus, who got a win over Richland Center tonight, 25-7.
All right, we got a couple more reports to get to. We got a scoreboard update coming up at right around 10:45 or so. So we'll go through all the big matchups around the state. We'll get to that. And also, Travis Wilson from BoundWisconsin.com will get his take on a few matchups that are going on tonight around the state. This is Football Friday Night, brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart. I'm Chuck Freeman, and that is Dan Pfeiffer here on Football Friday Night.
Beck's recognizes this week's player with heart, Oscar Stoll from Waupun High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Oscar plays soccer, wrestles, and shoots trap, and is a longtime member in 4-H and FFA. He speaks to groups of young students, and while he lives on a hobby farm, his passion is honeybees. He started raising them as an eighth grader.
I earned a startup grant that the FFA is still offering, $511 from that to buy my own honeybees and my own boxes for my bees to live in.
Oscar got his start with his parents' encouragement.
My parents were really pushed me and my siblings to do something with our time, along with getting us involved in sports and with FFA and 4-H. This was an opportunity that I saw with something I was interested in.
He plans to study wildlife or fisheries biology, but said he always will have room in his life for his bees.
At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart. At Beck's, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Beck's Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Beck's Player with Heart.
Alzheimer's disease is the sixth leading cause of death in the country, and it's affecting almost 7 million Americans, including 110,000 people here in Wisconsin. UW-Madison is working hard to improve the lives of those affected, offering resources to educate and the latest in research and technology. The UW Initiative to End Alzheimer's has so many ways you can benefit, learn, get involved, and make a difference. Visit goalsforacure.org. That's goalsforacure.org.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
At Pizza Ranch and Beer Boo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone Arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and Monday through Wednesday, swing in between 2 and 4 for our $12.99 buffet. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Beer Boo, or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
Friday night. My name is Chuck Freeman, along with Dan Pfeiffer here on Football Friday Night. Spencer Williams, our producer. Boyceville is like routing everybody here in the early part of the season. Noah Schwartz covered them tonight from iHeartRadio in Eau Claire, another terrific affiliate of ours. Boyceville, 39-8 over Glenwood City. Dunn St. Croix Conference football. How about this Boyceville team, Noah?
This Boyceville team's a lot to talk about, Chuck, as they came into this ballgame 2-0, and they had outscored their opponents through those two games by a combined score of 107-0. It was Glenwood City who would strike first, opening up the scoring, jumping out to an 8-0 lead after a touchdown and a two-point conversion. That's all they would get, though, as Carson Romehill, the quarterback and the safety and the kick returner for Boyceville, returned a touchdown on the ensuing kickoff to tie the game, and then ran in a couple, threw in a couple more, and it really was not much of a game from there on, as all 39 Boyceville points on the scoreboard unanswered as they steamroll their way to 3-0.
I love Noah's voice. Noah Schwartz, iHeartRadio in Eau Claire. I think that kid has got a future. I love him.
Indeed.
Boyceville wins. Okay, 57 Braves, world champs. There was a player on that team called the Boy from Boyceville, Wisconsin?
Oh, Chuck, I feel so ashamed that I'm not going to know something you're going to ask me about the 57 team. I mean, I can talk about Hurricane Hazel. I can talk about Nippy Jones till the day is done.
Andy Pafko.
Okay. Played makes sense. Bonus baby, yeah.
Mike Whitlow from the Journal Sentinel, he covered Oconomowoc and McGuanago. Last year, Oconomowoc had one loss in the Classic 8 Conference, and that was the McGuanago. McGuanago got him tonight 35-6. Mike, a rout for McGuanago.
Yeah, I tell you what, week one's kind of a thing of the past for McGuanago. They have been on a roll these last 3 weeks. They have a dynamic duo in the backfield in Colton Lynch and Jarrell Anderson that both scored two times tonight. The defense is really what I want to talk about with McGuanago. They really suffocated Oconomowoc, forced a couple of fourth down stops, got an interception in the second quarter. The touchdown came legitimately on the final play from scrimmage with all of the starters out. This McGuanago team looks dangerous in the Classic 8 this year.
Very good. Good stuff. Good stuff, as always, as Michael Whitlow from the Journal Sentinel saw McGuanago rout Oconomowoc 35-6. Remember when Oconomowoc thought they were cheated in a sectional last year? They got us like a 6 seed, even though they were conference champs of the Classic 8. Remember that?
Yeah, well, and there's been a little bit of fall off this year. But McGuanago, as mentioned, looking like they are building up some momentum. They'll take on Kettle Moraine next week. That should be a winnable game for them. But keep in mind, two of the last 3 weeks of the season, Arrowhead and Muskego still on their schedule. Those will not be easy contests.
There is never a fall off when Phil Nee is at the microphone from Football Friday Night affiliate WRCO Radio and Richland Center. You got to know, when Phil Nee is in the house, it is a big game. He saw New Glarus go to 4-0 behind their great defense, 25-7 over Richland Center. Richland Center tonight fell to 2-2. Phil, tell us how about this one.
All right, well, New Glarus, the first two scores came from field goals from Ashlyn Milbauer, 23 and 30 yards. They also had a defensive touchdown. Ethan Kolstad, one of two pick sixes. And then the Hornets tightened the gap with an interception of their own, return for a touchdown by Jaden Shep. And it was a 25-7 scored intermission, and that is how we finished. Now, here's the thing, probably the most penalties of any game that you guys have mentioned tonight in the state, 35 penalties, 15 in the first quarter.
Oof.
Wow, very good. Phil,
I just got home, guys.
Well, thanks for that update. Last week you gave somebody score, and this week you're telling us home. You know what? You called Travis Wilson's games from BoundWisconsin.com. When he was in high school, he played for Richland Center, right? Oh, he's gone. I was going to ask him a question. Okay, last Travis when he gets in, because I know he Phil Nee called his games when Travis was in high school.
There you go. I hate it when my knee gives out.
All right, this is Travis. Travis Wilson from Bound, Wisconsin. Travis, Phil Nee called your games when you were at what high school?
Richland Center High School.
I was right.
The Hornets.
I was right. Yep. Good to have you along tonight. Coming from your game, Reed's. How'd you guys come out tonight?
We won 47-14. We actually, our game went a little long. We had an injury, unfortunately. One of our players had to get taken out by an ambulance, and it took a little while to get everything set up and that process taken care of. But ultimately, the Beavers did come out victorious 47-14.
Good stuff. Travis Wilson from BoundWisconsin.com joining us here on Football Friday Night.
Yeah, Travis, one of the things that we've been mentioning tonight is that it feels like the powerhouses are getting the momentum that they want at this point in the season. Look at Kimberly getting a big win over Fond du Lac tonight. We've talked about the Classic 8, how you've got Arrowhead, Muskego, and McGuanago getting victories. The top teams in Division 1, like Franklin and Wanakee, getting wins. Let's shift gears with you here a little bit. What's standing out to you in terms of maybe any upsets that are popping up tonight as you work on the scoreboard?
You know, again, we got out a little late, so I've kind of glanced over the scoreboard a little bit. The first pass I had didn't look like a lot of upsets. Most of the ranked teams got wins tonight, and some of them that didn't maybe weren't necessarily huge surprises. I don't know if you guys talked about in the Big Rivers, looked like Hudson got a win over New Richmond, who was the fourth-ranked team in Division II. Again, not an upset, though. I mean, Hudson's a very good football team that is undefeated and probably will be ranked in Division I this week. So there was a couple other ones I saw, but otherwise looked like a lot of chalk this week.
Travis, I feel like you do like a yearly column on great rivalry matchups. You had one a couple of weeks ago, and there was so many good ones tonight. Stevens Point, Wisconsin Rapids, dating back to 1912. We had a couple of teams playing for a street sign, you know, axes going up for grabs and all that. Any ones really intrigue you? Eminem, Menominee, and Marinette a couple of weeks ago. Any ones especially that are really intriguing you can tell our listeners about?
Yeah, we've kept that rivalry list for a long time. It's over at Bound Wisconsin now that you can check that out. We update it each week. Like you said, there were some good ones this week. The most played rivalry features my Reedsburg Beavers, actually. Reedsburg and Baraboo have played the most times. I want to say we're at 137 times, maybe.
Wow.
But Darlington and Mineral Point is up there. They played last week. Darlington hammered them in that one. Platteville and Lancaster played tonight. That's another rivalry game that was somewhere in the 90s, I believe, for the number of times that they have played. There's always some excellent rivalry games. I love talking about them and writing about them. As you mentioned, there's some really cool trophy games that are out there as well, including the China Bowl Trophy between Omro and Winneconne. That's one of the better ones. The National Avenue Championship Trophy. I don't know if you caught that or not. That's the New Berlin Eisenhower and New Berlin West rivalry. They're both on National Avenue, so they play for the National Avenue Championship Trophy. So that's pretty cool. Franklin and Oak Creek have that helmet trophy they play for, where it's split in half, essentially, and painted Franklin colors on one side and Oak Creek on the other. Baraboo and Reedsburg actually play for a cool one, the old or the Baraboo River Jugs. So those are all outstanding parts of the high school environment, right, those rivalry games.
Yeah, I've had a chance to see the National Avenue Trophy in New Berlin. It, too, has the helmets of both teams as part of it, half of one and half of the other. In another rivalry game tonight, we talked about Tomahawk and Antigo. Tomahawk beating Antigo for the first time in a long time, 49-0. And the Hatchets are looking really good right now, Travis.
They are. Tomahawk is one of the surprise teams so far this year. They got a nice win. I can't remember if it was last week or a couple weeks ago. I think it was Wittenberg Burnham that they had beaten. And they're looking very good. That's a program that's had some lean years over an extended time here. So always good to see programs like that start to get things going in the right direction.
Travis, what do you think of the Big 8 conference this year? We haven't talked much about the Big 8. Verona won again tonight to stay unbeaten. What do you think of that conference?
It's Verona and Middleton and then everybody else, which is what we expected, what it has been for the last few years, especially since the Sun Prairie schools left. So it'll be those two teams. Both have looked good at times. Both have taken it on the chin at times so far this year. But ultimately, it'll come down to those two scoring off. I can't remember when that game is. But, that's going to be those two teams this year. I had an interview with Mike Lucas for the Capital Times, and he asked me about the Madison City schools. And it's a really down cycle right now for the Madison City schools. Madison Memorial has been the top program in that league. Of those four Madison schools for quite a while, and I think they're now 0-4, if I remember correctly, against a very tough opening schedule. La Follette is down considerably. East and West struggle mightily with numbers and being competitive right now. So it's a tough time in the Madison City schools and in the Big 8 in general outside of Middleton and Verona.
Yeah, it was Verona over Memorial tonight, 24-7. Madison West falls to Parker, who had come in without a victory on the season, 21-20. So, as you said, Travis, the Big 8, Verona, Middleton, and everyone else. Let's talk about the FVA. You know, Kimberly gets a victory tonight, 49-21. Appleton North and Nina also get victories. 30 seconds, Travis. Is the FVA starting to kind of come back to form after Fond du Lac had that good start with a couple wins?
Yeah, I think it's a very competitive league. You can always expect Kimberly to be in the mix, and looking forward to some excellent games the rest of the way.
Travis Wilson from BoundWisconsin.com. Read his great content. It's all free. Travis, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
You got a scoreboard update coming up next here on Football Friday Night. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At Bex, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. Bex honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision and every season.
Hello, smart and good-looking listeners. Chef Adam Pavlak here, friend of the Drew and KB show. I would like to invite you to join me and some culinary friends for the 7th Annual Milwaukee Chef Collaboration Dinner. The event, which will be held Sunday, November 9th at Elder and Rhyme on Mayfair Road in Wauwatosa, is like a culinary all-star game. 13 of the top chefs in the Milwaukee area will join forces for an 11-course dinner that will feature beverage pairings from Tripper Duval of The Lost Whale and music from Joe Ray. Proceeds from the event will benefit my charity, of course, Cooking for Kids, along with Hunger Task Force, Girls on the Run of Southeastern Wisconsin, the Alzheimer's Association, Running Rebels, and other local charities. For information and to purchase tickets, visit cookingforkidswi.org. That's cookingforkidswi.org.
Sunday night, October 26th, the legend and his backup meet for the first time. And Zane, Butch, and the Russ Darrow Automotive Group want you to watch the game with them in the Steel City. With thousands of vehicles available, now is the perfect time to trade in, trade up, and drive home in the car, truck, van, or SUV you've been dreaming about. Shop the entire inventory and lock in savings today at RussDarrow.com. Get to the GameAndStuff.com contests and sign up to win this epic road trip with the fellas.
Let's go!
TheGameAndStuff.com/contests.
Great food, a beautiful view, and a Wisconsin tradition. Find it all at Wisconsin Riverside Resort, Bar, and Grill, S13220 Shiflett Road in Spring Green. Open at 11 a.m. 7 days a week through mid-November, then closed on Sundays for the season. Stop in for the famous Friday fish fry served all year long, and enjoy $3 old-fashions every Friday night throughout fall and winter. Planning a big event? Their spacious banquet hall is perfect for weddings, holiday parties, graduation celebrations, and more. Wisconsin Riverside Resort, where good times flow right along with the river.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dairy Hardware is your one-stop shop for everything, from basic home repairs to large remodeling projects. You'll find sporting goods, small home appliances, and a wide selection of everyday tools ready to go. They cut keys, thread pipe, repair windows, rent rug shampooers, and offer free paint color matching. Stop in today to check out special sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proudly serving the Spring Green area with true hometown values.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Welcome back here, week 4 of the high school football season. My name is Chuck Freeman, along with Dan Pfeiffer and our producer, Spencer Williams. They were running a little late in northwestern part of the state, up in Eau Claire area and all that. They had some weather up there pushed through. They got it in between Eau Claire North and Superior in North Winds, 30-21 over Superior. Both teams 0-3 coming in, a crossover game in the Big Rivers Conference of the Wisconsin Valley. Bob Bradovitz, man, longtime sportscaster, Zaleski Sports joins us, and the Huskies get the win tonight, Bob.
Yeah, that they did, Chuck. And they fell behind in this one 14-0 in the first. They got a Michael Friesen touchdown run to make it 14-7. Then Friesen in the second quarter got stripped. Beckett Seldon ran it back for Superior's 21-7, but the Huskies responded 35 seconds later. Friesen took it in from 22 yards out. Huskies got the ball back. Zach Shipman threw a touchdown pass to Aaron Solberg. That tied it. And then North got a defensive stop, blocked the punt out of bounds. So it was a safety. So they led 23-21 at the break. Opening kickoff the second half, Superior kicked short. Friesen was one of the up men, picked it up, somehow rumbled to the outside, took it 70 yards to the house. That was the end of the scoring, 30-21. Huskies defense after giving up those three touchdowns early, shut the door the rest of the way. So now North gets into the win column, and then they take that really short road trip next week down to Eau Claire Memorial in the Crosstown Showdown. So that should be a lot of fun next week. But North into the win column with the win over Superior tonight.
Always is when North and Memorial go head-to-head. Thanks, Bob. Bob Bradowitz calling in from 30-21 Eau Claire North's victory over Superior tonight.
Eau Claire North will go into that game as the only team with a victory, and it will be a 1-3 Eau Claire North team going up against the 0-4 Old Abes in that rivalry contest in the Wisconsin Valley. But that's still a nice win for Eau Claire North tonight.
All right, let's get a scoreboard update. The scoreboard update brought to you by Catholic Memorial High School, where you rise. Here's what's going on. Last night, the Parkland Conference, Catholic Memorial 56-0 over West Dallas Central. New Berlin West defeated Waukesha North 28-13. Tosa West 20-7 over Eisenhower. Woodland Conference, Grafton all over Wisconsin Lutheran 35-13. Greenfield 50-22 defeating Milwaukee Lutheran. Tonight in the Classic 8, Arrowhead 47-7 defeating Pewaukee. Muskego 42-14 over Waukesha West. Maguanago defeated Oconomowoc 35-6. Southeast Conference, Kenosha Bradford 7-6 over Indian Trail. Franklin Routes Park 56-0. Oak Creek defeated Horlick 54-22. Non-conference, Kenosha St. Joe's got by Greendale 28-21. North Shore Conference, Homestead 42-7, routing Whitefish Bay. Slinger 28-14 over West Bend West, and Hartford defeated West Bend East 45-0. Greater Metro Conference, Brookfield East, they got beat by Germantown 36-0. Marquette routed Menominee Falls 55-13. Lake Country Lutheran and Racine St. Catharines in the Metro Classic. St. Cats wins 28-6. And in the Southern Lakes Conference, Union Grove 28-13 over Burlington to stay unbeaten.
That was a nice win for Germantown tonight over Brookfield East. Brookfield East came in ranked number 5 in Division 1, unbeaten on the season. But Germantown does get that victory and wins big at home, 36-3. The spirit of Phil Datka lives on. Let's head to the Madison area. Maybe you're listening to us on 1070 The Game in Madison. Maybe on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam or 100.9 WRCO Country and Community in Richland Center. In the Capital Conference, it was the Columbus Cardinals just beating up on Houstoncon tonight. The Marsh Falcons go down to the Cards 64-16. Much lower scoring game between Clinton and Beloit Turner, but the Cougars stay unbeaten on the season. They get a 6-0 victory over the Turner Trojans to remain among the ranks of the unbeaten. From the Capital Conference, but playing a non-conference game tonight, Lake Mills. They went up against Belleville out of the Swall. Lake Mills got the 47-14 victory. Badger Large, Wanakee goes to Sun Prairie West and gets 48-13 win. Milton over Oregon, 28-6. Monona Grove plays host to DeForest, and they get a victory, 38-8 over the Norskies. And the Cardinals of Sun Prairie East, in their great football tradition, they beat up on Fort Atkinson tonight. Fort Atkinson now 0-4 on the season. Sun Prairie East 3-1 after a 56-7 victory. Trailways Conference, Lourdes Academy took on Johnson Creek tonight in a battle of ranked teams, and it was a big win for Lourdes Academy, 36-12. Look for them to move up in the Division 7 rankings after coming in at number 8 this week. We talked with Mike Turney Thronson earlier about the Cambria Friesland and Randolph game, and it was Cambria Friesland shutting out the Randolph Rockets 12-0. Badger Small East Central crossover games. Mount Horeb Barnafell defeated Watertown 45-13. Sauk Prairie over Beaver Dam 45-14. And Stoughton beat Kewaskum 49-33. All three of those winning teams in those crossover games, teams from the Badger Small. SWC New Glarus, the Larner Knights defeat Richland Center Travis Wilson's alma mater 25-7. Also, it was Platteville over Lancaster in the 97th meeting between those two teams, 40-38. Big 8 Conference, Parker pulls out a victory over Madison West. The Vikings top the Regents 21-20. Verona defeats Madison Memorial 24-7, and it's Middleton shutting out Craig 31-0. And in the Six Rivers Conference, Potosi Cassville, the number 1 team in Division 7, remains unbeaten on the season, though they got a good challenge from River Ridge. Potosi Cassville 29, River Ridge 22.
All right, in the FRCC last night, it was Oshkosh North routing Menasha 47-13, two former FVA conference opponents. In the FVA tonight, Kimberly 49-21 over Fond du Lac. Appleton North defeats Oshkosh West 28-6. Nina 35-7 over Kokona. In the flyway, the big matchup tonight, Springs and Lamira. Springs wins 17-6. Shawano and New London in the Bay Conference. Shawano 15-12 for New London. Northeast Conference, Luxembourg Casco 21-3 over ranked Wrightstown. And Little Chute defeated Freedom 17-7. So Little Chute wins the county ensign in that battle between themselves and Freedom. Big East Conference tonight, Manitowoc Lutheran all over Cedar Grove, Belgium, 47-14 in the fog.
Let's head up to the north central part of the state, up by Wausau, where they have insurance and woodchucks, and take my word for that. Central Wisconsin 8-man conference, Newman Catholic. They've got their new turf up there on their field, and they took advantage of it by defeating Niagara tonight, 22-14. Great Northern Conference, Lakeland over Mosinee, 24-20. That's a ranked Mosinee team going down to the Thunderbirds. Tomahawk, the Hatchets are 4-0 to start the season. They defeat Antico tonight, 49-0. Rhinelander over Wausau East, 28-14. CWC Large, it was Stratford defeating Wittenberg Burnham Woods 16-13. And in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, DC Everest shut out Wausau West 17-0. And the Stevens Point Panthers just spashing teams left and right thus far this year. They are 4-0 to start this 2025 campaign after a shutout of the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders 56-0.
I love Tomahawk. There's a right on the lake there. There's a restaurant, bar restaurant. You go to any bar restaurant up in Northern Wisconsin, they're all great. They all got delicious hamburgers. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to have a bad hamburger in any of those places.
Well, and especially when you find a nice restaurant along the lake where you can have an adult beverage, that has a little bit of fizz to it, that one that we like to drink a lot of in Wisconsin, whether it's one made in
Milwaukee.
You know, and, you know, you just can sit out there and look at the lake and the boats going by and the trees. Oh, it's so nice.
Yeah, how about
there's so
nice
many great
supper,
places like that here.
Nice supper club on a Saturday night with the prime rib and the baked potato and the salad bar. Do they have salad bars anymore? Or those go away with COVID?
They're still around in some places.
Okay. God, those are delicious.
Chuck, I think we got a trip we got to make at some
point. Man, a little prime rib on a Saturday night somewhere in northern Wisconsin.
I'm drooling here,
Chuck. Beautiful thing. All right. The Eau Claire area and La Crosse area, Mississippi Valley. It was Reedsburg defeating Onalaska 47-14. Holman down Sparta 45-0. Elsewhere, Dairyland Conference, Pepa, Alma defeated Blair Taylor 52-14. Northwestern over St. Croix Falls 41-0. Lakeland Conference, Grantsburg winning again this year 36-0 over Cadott. They went to the finals in Division 6 last year. Mm-hmm. Big Rivers Conference, Hudson 24-21 over New Richmond. Menominee fell to Rice Lake, who stayed unbeaten 41-24. Wisconsin Valley Conference, a crossover game. It was Marshfield 28-17 over Eau Claire Memorial. Dunn, St. Croix, Boyceville, all over Glenwood City, 39-8. And those are the big matchups, week four of the high school football season. We had a lot of great reporters. Man, could not do this with each and every one of those guys. We had 25 people calling reports tonight. We got them in, we got them out, and they made the show.
Ultimately, that's the thing, Chuck. We have people embedded around the state of Wisconsin who are giving us the inside story on these games, who are there. This is nothing against Travis' website and Bound Wisconsin. Bound Wisconsin is great, but this is not just going to a website and reading about these games. You're hearing about these games on this show from the guys who are there, who are covering these teams, who talk with the coaches and the players. You get the inside information on all of these games. Football Friday night, the show's been on for decades for a reason. Love doing it with you, Chuck. Appreciate all the work you do to get those guests on. Everything going good through 4 weeks of this high school football season. We'll keep it rolling into week five next week. Be a fan.
Well, it takes the King of Kohler, Spencer Williams, spinning the dials over here. Doing a great job.
And it's a lot of work for him, too, so he does a great job as well.
He has invited us to the Plymouth Tap lately, but we got to go there. The best steak sandwiches in the state, speaking of food.
You know, we'll just start at the Plymouth Tap. We'll make our way further north to Tomahawk. We'll just make the whole tour 1 week, Chuck.
That's Dan Pfeiffer. My name is Chuck Freeman. You've been listening to Football Friday Night, brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. We'll see you next week, 9:30 to 11, here on Football Friday Night.
I'm Dave Braunsdorf, president.
At Pizza Ranch and Beerboo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and Monday through Wednesday, swing in between 2 and 4 for our $12.99 buffet. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Beerboo, or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
It's apple season at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring fresh pick favorites like Honeycrisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Perfect for eating or cooking. Sip on fresh apple cider, and in the bakery, hot apple cider donuts made fresh daily, homemade caramel apples, turnovers, cookies, and even take and bake pies. Every Tuesday, enjoy 10% off all apple purchases. And while you're there, brighten your porch with beautiful fall mums and pick your own grapes. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily, 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
Football Friday Night, courtesy of the Wisconsin Radio Network, is sponsored on WRCO Radio by Larson Collision and Paint, Burnham Lumber, Classic Auto Body, Walsh's Ace, Scott Industries, Cardinal Glass CG, Wallace Cooper and Elliott, Utter Brothers, Pizza Ranch of Baraboo, Oakwood Fruit Farm, Dairy Hardware, Sunshine and Giggles, Christie's Sunnyside, Arthur's Supper Club, A&W of Boscobel, People's Community Bank, Added Touch, Arneson Repair, and Wisconsin Riverside and Resort.